The self-described President of Peace and his ceremonially titled Secretary of War gave an update on Operation Epic Fury, whatever that is supposed to be.
This, as I call it, military operation. People don't like me using the word war, but so I won't. But the Democrats go to war.
President Donald Trump made some big announcements about the war, but some of them were a little hard to really make out. For one thing, he claimed a deal with Iran is imminent and spoke of a mysterious gift.
They're going to make a deal. They're going to make a deal. They did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present, and the present arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize.
He said the gift is oil and gas related.
What it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people. Because, you know, you don't know, because the leadership was killed, all gone. Khomeini, all gone. As the expression goes, the past supreme leader.
Without giving much more by way of specifics, he made a point of saying the gift was not nuclear related. But he had another announcement that was nuclear related.
They're not going to have a nuclear weapon, and we're talking about that. And I don't want to say in advance, but they've agreed they will never have a nuclear weapon. They've agreed to that.
Trump also claimed victory on another front, regime change.
We killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group, and we can easily do that, but let's see how they turn out. We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime because the leaders are all very different than the ones that we started off with that created all those problems.
In fact, Trump did little short of proclaiming mission accomplished.
We've won this. This war has been won. The only one that likes to keep it going is the fake news. I mean, the New York Times, you read the New York Times, it's like we're not winning a war where they have no Navy and they have no Air Force and they have no nothing. And we literally have planes flying over Tehran and other parts of their country. They can't do a thing about it.
Trump also boasted of destroying Iran's navy in 3 days, coupling that with a joke about his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth.
In fact, I was a little upset with Pete. I said, why didn't you save the ships? We could have used them, right? He said it's more fun shooting them down.
For his part, Secretary Hegseth boasted that the U.S. campaign alongside Israel was, in his words, one for the history books.
And it's because we have a president of the United States that when he sends his warfighters out to fight, he unties their hands to actually go out and close with and destroy the enemy as viciously as possible from moment one. And that's why we see ourselves as part of this negotiation as well. We negotiate with bombs.
Trump's talk of agreements with Iran and an imminent deal is a bit difficult to square with the progress of the war. For example, with Trump sending more troops to the region and attacks still ramping up. Iran has denied its negotiating with the U.S., while Egypt, Pakistan, and Gulf Arab nations are in the early stages of piecing together talks. Israel's ambassador to the U.N., Danny Danon, was asked by a reporter whether Israel would take part in talks with Iran.
First, I'm not familiar with our participation in such talks. It's important to note that we continue with the operation. As we speak, Israel and the U.S., we continue to target military targets in Iran, and we'll continue to do that.
Trump's talk of victory, negotiations, a gift from Iran, and an imminent deal comes against a backdrop of escalation. The U.S. is reportedly preparing to deploy the 82nd Airborne to the region. Iran's top military command says it will fight until complete victory, and missiles continue to fly from all sides. French President Emmanuel Macron urged Iran's president to engage in good-faith negotiations to de-escalate, while France's Armed Forces Chief Fabien Mandon said the U.S. decided to intervene without notifying France, adding that he was, in his words, surprised by an American ally who remains an ally but who was less and less predictable and doesn't even bother to inform us when it decides to engage in military operations. Meanwhile, Pope Leo XIV, the first American pope, continues his calls for peace.
Voglio rinnovare l'appello per il cessato di fuoco, per lavorare per la pace, ma non con le armi, sino con il dialogo.
He said, I want to renew the appeal for a ceasefire, to work for peace, but not with weapons, rather through dialogue. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.